This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The Justice Department is charging three people in an Iran-linked plot to target President-elect Trump and other U.S. officials. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
Prosecutors say the Iranian National Guard tasked Farhad Shikari to target U.S. figures deemed to be enemies of the Iranian government. Shikari is still at large, believed to be in Iran. The prosecutors also charged two New York City men, alleging they were recruited by Shikari to help with this enterprise. The prosecutors allege at some point, Iranian officials urged Shikari to focus instead on killing Trump. According to the Department of Justice, Shikari says he didn't actually formulate a plan, but a lot of this could be pledged vengeance for the 2020 death of Revolutionary Guard Commander Qasem Soleimani, who died in an airstrike ordered by Trump.
The president-elect is getting many congratulatory messages, but
what we're not aware of yet is what these leaders are saying in private. Some are likely more concerned about Trump coming back into power in January, including the head of NATO, based on concerns that Mr. Trump would diminish U.S. support for the alliance in light of an increasingly aggressive Russia.
She's CBS national security contributor Samantha Vinograd. Questions are growing over the influence Elon Musk will have in the next Trump administration. Here's CBS's Robert Costa.
A new Axios report says Elon Musk was on a call between Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky this week, underscoring that the billionaire Trump supporter has a seat at the table as Trump navigates his return to power.
A wildfire in Southern California has destroyed more than 100 homes in Ventura County alone. These folks are heartbroken.
It's gone. Everything. I mean, family memories.
I lost my everything. Every single piece of my documents, everything. My money, everything.
The home I was in, I rented for 5 years, and it's completely wiped out.
Every memento that you ever had, kids' schoolwork and things like that. We're retired and this is our paradise. And now it's gone.
Several states in the Northeast, including New Jersey, are facing a heightened wildfire risk. CBS's Rob Marciano reports from Englewood Cliffs.
Red flag warnings have been extended from much of this area into New England, and all the 48 states, the lower 48, experiencing some form of drought. Some parts of New Jersey haven't seen rain in nearly 40 days.
New York's LaGuardia Airport says some flights may be disrupted after a suspicious package was found in a non-public area of Terminal B. And actor Tony Todd has died. He was 69. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can support your natural defenses, increase wellness, and propel your health to the next level in 100 days. If everyday life is a struggle, you have concerns on viral activity, or need a general shift to greater wellness, visit Family Natural Foods today. All natural products can increase immunity, bolster your first lines of defense, and help you thrive in today's fast-paced world. Enzyme Defense for Immune Health and Mucus Stop for Allergies and Congestion are on sale. Stop in today. See what Family Natural Foods can do for you. West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. You can join us anytime you want. 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock, we're here for you. And we're here to share information with you. Scientific information. We don't make the stuff up. We do a tremendous amount of research on every topic we talk about. It's not our ideas. It's not our opinions. We don't give you anything that we think we want you to know unless we can prove that you should know it and that there's science behind it. Everything we talk about is scientifically validated. We want you to know the good stuff so you can make some good choices. So we have some really good topics, and normally I have so many topics to talk about that I never, ever finish them in my program. So we're going to get right to it today, and we're going to talk about vitamin K. Now, there are two vitamin Ks, vitamin K1 and vitamin K2. And we're going to talk about vitamin K2. And then we're going to talk about male fertility and how unprocessed foods affect the sperm count. Isn't that amazing? And then we'll talk about why exercise may benefit women with breast cancer. We're also going to talk about ashwagandha. It's a very interesting herb, an herb from India. It's been hailed as the Indian ginseng. They don't grow ginseng in India. I think they could, under the right conditions. But ashwagandha is very similar to ginseng and has many of the similar properties, and maybe even more. And then we'll talk about the right diet, the right kind of diet that could be better than medicine, could be better than drugs, both for mental and physical illnesses. And you know when you're fat, and you know you are, and you know who you are. And it matters where that fat is in and on your body. Truly, all fat is not the same. But all the fat cells have a similar role in the body. No pun intended there. But the fat is a living substance, and it has side effects. Even the fat cells, they're not just fat, because those fat cells have side effects. And we'll talk about the herb of the day. This is one I like a lot. I talk about it a lot. Maybe you've heard it before. But it takes a lot to understand the value of this herb. It's called Greek mountain tea. And then unusual headaches may be a warning sign for strokes. And then we'll talk about ADHD and the risk of the drugs that are being used to treat ADD and ADHD. You know, when you talk drugs, you can't ever not talk about side effects. There's always going to be side effects in your prescription drugs, and even over-the-counter drugs. Drugs are synthetic. They're produced in a laboratory. And the majority of them have never been on the face of the earth until some scientist, some lab technician in a laboratory developed a molecule, never been on the face of the earth, that can have a certain effect. But all of those come with some side effects, some mild, some not life-threatening, but some that can kill you and create such side effects that you may need another drug, prescribed drug, from your doctor to alleviate the side effects of the first drug you were placed on. It's a merry-go-round of drugs. Many people are on many different drugs, sometimes up to 6, 7, 8 drugs. And always be open with your doctor. If you've changed doctors, or you go from doctor to doctor, and every doctor prescribes medications for you, and if your new doctor doesn't know that, then they're topping off other drugs with new drugs. I ran across a man one time that was on 28 different drugs. He never told the doctors what drug he was on when he went to a new doctor. And they just piled on more drugs. Well, it was his fault. But nevertheless, be open with your doctor. I'm not against drugs. Drugs save lives. but they don't provide health. They're not nutritional. And our bodies need nutritional nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and other accessory food factors. We need those nutrients to maintain our health. We've lived for over 3 million years without drugs. Drugs have only been on the scene the last maybe 100, 150 years, real drug therapy. And now they're everywhere. And now they're advertising drugs on TV. No country in the world is allowed to advertise drugs on TV, but in the U.S. Go to your doctor. You want this drug? Go to your doctor. You know, all of these, they spend more money on TV ads than they do on science. Get that. They spend more money on TV ads than they do on science. So we're going to talk about vitamin K2 and how that can help you actually from dying. Truly. Vitamin K may stop you from dying, may prevent you from dying from heart disease. Now this is vitamin K2. Researchers gathered information on vitamin K2 levels of almost 4,000 Americans ages 54 to 76 years of age and then tracked their health for 13 years. So the results of this research on 4,000 Americans, they found that subjects, people, participants of the study that had low vitamin K levels had a 19% higher risk of dying than those with adequate amounts of vitamin K2. In a 3-year study of over 200 women ages 55 to 65, daily supplementation with vitamin K2 significantly reduced arterial stiffness. That's when your arteries get stiff, they lose the elasticity, they lose the flexibility, and they gather plaque in the arteries. So vitamin K actually reduced the stiffness, the hardness of the arteries, and therefore improved blood flow, blood circulation, and a greater degree of circulation. Vitamin K2 pushes calcium out of the arteries. You know, the plaque is made up of cholesterol, but not bad cholesterol. It's going there to help, but it's there, and it's a waxy fat. But what really makes the plaque, and you might be surprised, is calcium. Because calcium is misdirected to where it goes. So vitamin K pushes calcium out of the arteries. That means lessening the plaque in the arteries. And where does it show it? Where does it direct it? It directs it into the bones. For storage. And when it does that, it takes it out of the arteries and prevents hardening of the arteries and plaque formation and reducing the risk of clogging and creating blood clots. Vitamin K is also for the bones because it takes the calcium to the bones where it should be to strengthen the bones. You don't need a lot of calcium. We don't turn over a lot of calcium daily. Less than 200 milligrams. We don't use up a lot of calcium. So when they're giving you 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams of calcium, and they don't see any change in your bone density They increase the calcium level. It's not how much you take, it's how much the bones absorb. And it isn't just by piling on more calcium. And vitamin K2 proves that. Because it takes the calcium out of the arteries and directs it to the bones. They have also proven that women lose up to 10% of their bone density in the first 5 years after menopause. And by age 60, some women have lost as much as 25% of their bone density. So remember, vitamin K pushes out the calcium out of the arteries and into the bones. You have a supply of calcium in your arteries that should not be there, but should be in the bone. Now, in a 3-year study of daily vitamin K2, the supplementation of vitamin K2 in postmenopausal women, after menopause, makers of bone loss, markers, I should say, of bone loss, biomarkers, trying to determine where the bone loss has been created and where bone can be increased in density. So the markers of bone loss decreased by 51%. While bone strength and density were significantly increased after K2 supplementation. So what you can do, which is very nice to do, you want to make sure you get all of your vitamin K2. But there are two other vitamins that make vitamin K2 more effective. Both vitamins, A and D, A like apple, D like dog, vitamins A and D are more important for regulating bone development and immune system function. Low vitamin A levels are associated with nearly double the risk of hip fracture. Creating and getting adequate vitamin D levels, daily levels, reduce the risk of fracture by 26% in older adults. And a bone fracture in the elderly is more serious than for a younger person. A younger person heals up really fast. An elderly person that breaks a bone or has a fracture from a fall, 50% of those that go through that kind of an experience do not live more than 1 year. Now, vitamin K2 and A and D are also great for the heart. The risk of significant heart disease was almost 10% lower in adults taking vitamin D, and they also had a 19% reduced risk of a heart attack. For heart, bone, and immune health, the combination is about 5,000 IU of vitamin A, 5,000 IU, which stands for international units, of vitamin D3, and 90 micrograms of vitamin K2. Now, when we say 5,000 IU, that terminology has been changed by the FDA, and they want it displayed as micrograms. So 5,000 units of vitamin A is 1,500 micrograms, and 5,000 international units of vitamin D3 is 125 micrograms, and 90 micrograms of vitamin K2. That combination is highly significant in strengthening the heart, reducing the plaque in the arteries, improving circulation, more blood to and from the heart, and regulates the calcium to the bone rather than in the arteries, causing more plaque. So look for a formulation of vitamin A, 1,500 micrograms, and 125 micrograms of vitamin D3, and 90 micrograms of vitamin K2. So vitamin A, vitamin D3, vitamin K2, a formulation for your heart and your bone health, as well as your immune system. The benefits of nutrition in a natural form. Now let's talk about men, male fertility, and the effects of ultra-processed foods. Real food can improve fertility. What is the effect of diet on sperm quality? Well, researchers analyzed sperm samples from 200 healthy young men who had also provided information on their typical daily diet. So the results of this survey and sperm samples of 200 healthy men, young men, the results, and when I say young men, yes, young men have infertility. Young men have a very difficult time to have an erection. It has been estimated that between the ages of 30 and 70, 50% of those men cannot have an erection because they're not eating real food. They're eating ultra-processed foods, man-made foods, not nature, man-made foods packaged in boxes and cans and jars and whatever. Now, some good food can be also packaged the same, but you have to read the labels. And if you can't pronounce the words in the ingredients on the label, you know you're not having something natural. So now the results of these young men. The greater the intake of ultra-processed foods, the lower the sperm concentration and motility. In about half the cases where couples failed to conceive, low sperm count or quality is a contributing factor. Here's an interesting fact. Between 1973 and 2018, sperm counts dropped by just under 52% globally. Ultra-processed foods blocks the ability to increase sperm count and motility, replacing just 10%, which is a drop in the bucket, a spit in the ocean, replacing just 10% of daily energy calories from ultra-processed foods with real foods could have a significant impact on sperm quality and the quantity of sperm. I also want to interject, there is, I guess I would say this is my opinion, but I have worked with a few men who wanted to improve their sperm count and their concentration. So I told them to do research on ashwagandha. Ashwagandha is an herb from India and known as Indian ginseng. And over time, it has improved sperm count and motility. So by replacing ultra-processed foods with real foods, and maybe adding ashwagandha, it's safe, there's no side effects. Not only does it help to improve sperm count, but it reduces stress, improves sleep quality. I got that one out of there. Sleep quality. So All these can have effect and a benefit when you're trying to recover your sperm quality, your sperm motility, and the quantity of sperm. Now here's another one for the ladies. How many overweight ladies and ladies with breast cancer exercise? And how is exercise a breast cancer reoccurrence? So does exercise prevent breast cancer from coming back? That also intrigued researchers. They wanted to also understand the role of exercise in prevention of breast cancer reoccurring. So they followed women who had been diagnosed and treated for breast cancer, recording their health and their levels of exercise for 6 years. And 6 years later, here's the results. The women who had a minimal amount of exercise, equivalent to a moderate paced walk for 15 minutes, 5 days a week, something anybody, anyone, with at least a small amount of mobility can achieve. Anybody can walk for 15 minutes. Some may be slower than others, but I'm sure 15 minutes is not something that is so taxing that would prevent people from doing it. But doing this, 15 minutes a day, a moderate pace walk, 5 days a week, had significantly less reoccurrence of their cancer than the women who didn't exercise at all. Exercise also reduces cancer-related fatigue and improves sleep quality. Boy, that's a tongue twister. Sleep quality and mood. Oh, that was a bad one. Now, not only did I recommend ashwagandha for men, anybody, men or women, for improving on men, sperm count, motility, and the quantity of sperm. But now, I have another study to share with you based on ashwagandha and mental quickness. Actually, it improves focus, concentration, increases learning skills, reduces stress, and helps people sleep better. So researchers tested the effects of both acute and chronic ashwagandha and how much they used versus a placebo in healthy adults between the ages of 18 and 60. On day one, each subject in the study took mental function tests and received ashwagandha or a placebo. And then a few hours later, repeated the test. Just a few hours. They continued to take ashwagandha or placebo for 30 more days, and then repeated the mental function test one more time. The results versus the baseline results from where they started, bottom, versus placebo, at both day 1 and day 30, the subjects taking ashwagandha had faster reaction times and attention and better short-term memory. Previously, published research has found that ashwagandha has many positive benefits. Reduces stress, improves sleep quality, relieves depression and anxiety, and reduces cortisol, the stress hormone. Ashwagandha is one of my favorites. If you want to feel really good, take ashwagandha daily. And with that, my friends, I'm going to pause. I'm not going anywhere. I'm coming back. I'll be here for another half hour after I come back. Stay with me. This is Terry Naturally with Terry Talks Nutrition. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally with another half hour of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here to the top of the hour. We have lots more coming your way. A lot of good stuff to help you live a better quality of life. Even if we don't live a long life, it's better to live whatever days we have with a quality of life that allows us to function with vitality, with energy, with less stress, peace of mind, comfort, all the good things that we want to live a quality of life. Now, I talked about ashwagandha before the break in the program, talking about the results of it improving focus, short-term memory loss, stress reduction, how they can function better mentally, new learning skills. How long does it take you to learn something? How long does it take you to catch on to something? How many things are confusing and you just don't get it? Ashwagandha is an excellent botanical extract with many other previously published studies that has found that it reduces stress, improves sleep quality, relieves depression, anxiety. And when you're under stress, cortisol, excreted by the adrenal glands, rises. And the higher it goes, the more stress you're under. And those are the ones that binge eat. They have OCD. They have a lot of mood swings. I won't say bipolar, but kind of like that. They bounce around like you wouldn't want to talk to them. And the next time you see them, they're joyous and happy. Ashwagandha helps the mood as well. It lowers cortisol levels by up to as much as 23%. So now, how do you want to use it? So this is something that I think also helps to know. Typical extracts of ashwagandha are standardized for compounds known as withlenolides. But most recent research has used higher standardization than the typical extract. The typical extracts are standardized to about 5%. But now there's a new level of standardization that is up to 35%. Because these compounds are the active compound of ashwagandha. So the higher they are, you can use less. Some research shows taking 5% ashwagandha, but they take up to 1,500 milligrams. Now you might only need about 150 milligrams, 1 to 3 times daily, with no significant adverse effects. There has never been in the science research any side effects or adverse effects associated with ashwagandha. Very, very safe. I don't think I would necessarily give it to children. Maybe 12 years of age and older. One a day. Going to school, they'll be a much, much better to focus at school. They'll be able to give more attention to their schoolwork. They'll be happier. They won't have anxiety. They won't be depressed. It's one of my favorite herbs for these conditions of stress, inability to sleep, short-term memory loss, can't focus, can't think, confusing. Try it. You're going to be amazed at how ashwagandha can make your life better. Now, the right kind of diet is better medicine than drugs. There's a new book out by Dr. Edie. Her last name is spelled E-D-E. She's a medical doctor. She's a psychiatrist, Harvard trained. And over the years, based on her own health, like many, many people, when they get to age 40, all the cream comes off the dessert. Things change so dramatically. So she started looking at her own problems. Because, you know, there is no education in med school. In 4 years of med school, additional training as a Harvard-trained psychiatrist, she was never trained more than an hour or two, maybe 4 hours at the most, on health and nutrition. So almost all treatment of mentally ill patients, depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, all of these conditions, the only recourse is drugs. But she started looking at her own life. And at the age of 40, she changed. She went back and took science courses, biochemistry, nutrition. And she started treating her patients with a diet. To treat her mentally ill patients was so unbelievable in results that she wants to now share her case histories with many of her patients, to anyone. It's a book that easily can be easily read by most people. I don't find it dry or boring. It was excellent, and you'll learn so much from it. But she said, the primary factor of the diet for mental illness or any other illnesses, physically or whatever, is to lower the amount of carbohydrates as low as it is possible and for the health of the individual. It might even be just no carbohydrates or 20 grams of carbohydrates. But it should be at least less than 72 grams of carbohydrates daily. The American diet is up to around 400 to 500 grams of carbohydrates and with unlimited amounts of sugar. Sugar is looked at as a food. It's toxic. It has no nutritional value whatsoever. And we're eating it by the pounds. There's a cookie made in Green Bay, Wisconsin, where I live. And people love the cookies. Probably one cookie is probably all you can consume. But the cookie contains 22 teaspoons of sugar. 22 teaspoons of sugar. Right there is 88 grams of sugar. So she highly suggests, because it causes insulin resistance, causes mental unrest and physical disability, sugar should not be in our diet. And it was not part of our diet, as you might say, as caveman evolved. So she uses animal protein in order to increase the level of protein and to make the patient feel satisfied and not reach for junk food or ultra-processed foods or sugar foods or high refined carbohydrate foods. And she said, don't be afraid to eat red meat. Red meat is healthy. It contains over 10 nutrients that we don't get from plant food. And meat is very, very absorbable and bioavailable and can be digested by most people. And then weigh the risks and benefits of your favorite foods so that you can make your own informed choices about what to eat. The diet should be high in protein, about 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. So I weigh 150 pounds. So I try to get close to 150 grams of protein daily. Lower your carbohydrates low as possible, but always less than 72 grams per day. Add vegetables and fruits that help you maintain that level of carbohydrates. Add nuts and add a lot of fat. Animal fat is okay. Saturated fat is okay. Butter is great. Olive oil is superior. Get those good quality fats, good quality proteins, less sugar, less carbohydrates. And then try to evaluate yourself for signs of insulin resistance. Metabolic syndrome, or what they call the silent metabolic disease, that robs your brain of the energy it needs to thrive. You know, your brain is about 60% fat. It needs about 20% fat daily. And while your brain uses a large percentage of the cholesterol, and yet it's only 2% of the body weight, it can use up to 60% of the cholesterol. I think sometimes low cholesterol levels, low cholesterol diets, and drugs that shove and push down the levels of cholesterol, this is my own thought, may be responsible for mental and physical illnesses. So improve your mental health with a diet of moderate carbohydrate ketogenic diets that you can personalize on your own preferences and health goals. And you can find her book on Amazon or at your favorite bookstore. Well worth reading. If you're struggling, her books are very interesting. You can also go on YouTube. There are a number of scientific researchers that is now interviewing her and her diet choices for treating mental illness. Actually, when it comes down to it, I am totally convinced that every disease, which is labeled as a disease, but truly it's only a metabolic disorder. They're treating type 2 diabetes. It's insulin resistance. It's optional. If you don't want to use drugs, all you need to do is lower your intake of sugars, carbohydrates, and follow a ketogenic diet and exercise. Walk 15 to 30 minutes a day, moderately paced walk, and your life will change. We were made to exercise. We were made to eat a low-carb diet, and a high-protein, high-fat diet. It changes mentally and physically for a healthy lifestyle filled with vitality, energy, and more ketones to feed the brain for a better function. So all these metabolic signs, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, obesity, they're all signs and symptoms of insulin resistance. Now, talking about changing the diet, because when you change the diet, of course, you're going to lose weight. and you'll lose weight according to your body structure, size, height, bone structure. And diet matters as to how you carry the weight. But how you carry the fat also matters. Skin fat, meaning if you're fat all over and you've got fat hanging off your arms, fat over your belly, fat legs, people that are fat, is better than organ fat. So how does exercise impact fat cells? Researchers collected data from over two groups of people with obesity. Both groups were grossly overweight. Half reported exercising at least four times a week. Half of the group did nothing. They were lazy, no exercise. The program was meant to be this way, so they could determine what exercise did in fat people. Now, although both groups were obese, the group that exercised had more fat cells under their skin, where fat is less dangerous, versus the sedentary group, whose fat cells were in the liver, around their organs, in their abdominal cavity, known as the pot belly, beer belly, or bread belly. Our belly is increased in size by beer, by bread, or carbohydrates. So it creates a pot belly. And the fat in this abdominal cavity that causes the belly fat is the most dangerous type of fat. A recent clinical study found that women with high levels of visceral fat, the visceral fat is what is known in the abdominal cavity, in and around the organs. Now, when you're fat, you've also increased your illnesses. You are also sicker. You also have more medical problems. So if you have a lot of visceral fat, 7 times increased risk of diabetes, 20% greater risk of a heart attack, 37% more likely to develop asthma. So when you're overweight, it just is not a sign of not fit. You're sick, based on the level of fat that you carry and where you carry it. If you want to be well, you will never be well until you lose all the weight. And especially getting rid of the visceral fat, the fat that's within the abdominal cavity, that causes fatty liver disease. And one thing that's very important is keep moving. As much as you are able to exercise, in overweight women, high-intensity exercise cut visceral abdominal fat by 20%. Now, the best way to do it, no grains, that means no bread, no pasta, no crackers, no cookies, no pies, nothing out of grains. You want to read a good book on grains? Read Wheat Belly by Dr. William Davis. Wheat Belly. Yes, our belly grows by the grains we eat. A recent study in overweight people with metabolic syndrome found that the greater the reduction in refined grain consumption, the better results for shrinking the visceral fat deposits. Now, there are some supplements that may help. aronia berry. Either the berries themselves or aronia berry standardized extract found in the capsule. You can take it by a capsule form. This was a study done with animals. Giving aronia berry extract to animals that were fed an unhealthy diet reduced the visceral fat levels by almost 25%, as well as reducing blood sugar levels and weight gain by 10%. This is a dietary supplement, but it can help you get control of your weight and exercise. Keep moving. Do whatever you can. If you can only walk 25 yards, do it. If you can walk to one mailbox and then the next mailbox, or if you can walk one block, do it. But then keep going further and further and further. And then keep the weight off. You don't want the weight to come back. Because every time you lose weight, 50% up to 35 to 50% of what you lost in weight is muscle. So you're losing up to 50% of your muscle mass when you lose weight. So if you lose 100 pounds, 35 to 50% of that weight loss is muscle. Oh, and then if you go back and add the weight back, you just gain more fat cells, no more muscle. So you will go, if you keep going up and down in a yo-yo fashion, lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight, you're losing more muscle, gaining more fat, and pretty soon you're going to be whatever it is, 125, 150 pounds, but all fat. You have lost so much muscle, you won't be able to navigate yourself, walking around anywhere, doing anything, any type of exercise, because your muscles are gone. You won't even be able to walk up a curb without someone holding your hand. Almost 25% of the visceral fat is reduced by taking aronia berry extract. And also as well as reducing blood sugar levels and weight gain by 10%. Unusual headaches. Here's a warning. Unusual headaches is a major sign of a stroke. Take note of unusual headaches. A certain kind of headache can be a warning sign of a stroke. Strokes are caused when blood flow to the brain is blocked. For example, a clot that clogs a blood vessel. In a study of 550 people who had experienced a stroke, 15% had experienced a specific type of headache within 7 days of their stroke. And the headache lasted until the stroke occurred. So headaches that don't go away, be careful. The headaches were unusually severe, with a different kind of pain than the subjects had experienced before. Any unusual or severe headache should be taken very seriously and see your doctor. Can blood clots and strokes be prevented? Yes. Medically, yes. 80% of strokes can be prevented through lifestyle and nutrition changes. Stop smoking. For every 5 cigarettes smoked per day, the risk of a stroke goes up by 12%. Move more. Physical activity reduces a stroke by 30%. Reduce blood pressure. 54% of all strokes are caused by high blood pressure. natural solution for blood clot prevention, grape seed extract OPCs. French grapeseed make blood cells, the platelets, less sticky and reduce clots and the chance of a clot formation. In an animal study, grapeseed extract reduced the size of blood clots by over 80%. Now, grapeseed extract is not the same as a drug like warfarin, which blocks the ability of the blood to clot. Too much warfarin or Coumadin, and you can bleed to death. This will not happen with grapeseed extract, which acts to normalize the process of blood clot and the blood clot formation without suppressing it completely. There have been no known side effects or adverse events with grapeseed extract. It's a natural food. There are no side effects to it. Your dosage should be somewhere about 100 to 150 milligrams for a healthy lifestyle. You do maybe one a day, one capsule daily. If you have high blood pressure and you have poor circulation, you have edema of the ankles and the calves, 300 milligrams of grapeseed extract once or twice daily. If you have more serious problems like cancer, it can reduce the size of tumors and the volume of the tumors by up to 65 to 70%. 400 milligrams once or twice daily. Grapeseed extract is one of those most powerful antioxidants, anti-inflammatories that has tremendous benefits. And it works differently for thinning the blood, not thinning the blood rather, so it does not act like warfarin. Very, very safe. Breaks down clots, but does not thin the blood. We'll talk more about that later, but right now my time is up. I've got to run, so my friends, say a prayer for this crazy world. God bless you, and God bless this great country.
You can support your natural defenses, increase wellness, and propel your health to the next level in 100 days. If everyday life is a struggle, you have concerns on viral activity, or need a general shift to greater wellness, visit Family Natural Foods today. All natural products can increase immunity, bolster your first lines of defense, and help you thrive in today's fast-paced world. Enzyme Defense for Immune Health and Mucus Stop for Allergies and Congestion are on sale. Stop in today. See what Family Natural Foods can do for you. West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The judge overseeing